Good morning. Malcolm needs a microphone. Thank you.
We've been talking about how, obviously, all of us who listen to jazz have a great appreciation for it, but you don't probably think too far behind it. And as I said just a while ago, scat singing to me sounds like something that somebody's totally making up out of their head. But you told me what?
Well, hi, everybody. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Carlos. Good morning. Thank you, Michael. And thank you out there in listening land. The analogy I used was that it's not totally made up. It's like working with a Lego set or an Erector set. And what jazz musicians do is they have good pieces of nice colors that go together in interesting ways that they have to learn what they are and how they go together. And then it's up to them to build whatever structure that they want, what the mood sets up, what the rhythm section's doing, what the vibe is with the crowd, all that stuff depends on what pieces you pick up and put together.
Yeah, and having said all that, I think what I pick up out of it is I want to hear somebody blowing with emotion. All of that is good.
Yeah.
It's there, you know that they've done their homework, but I at the same time, it's sometimes it's tough to sit through, I think what Nat Hentoff once said, an emotionless intellectual exercise in notes. really, I'm up here and I'm bad and I'm an introverted thing and
yeah.
People are sitting in the audience wondering, okay.
That's not so fun.
Yeah, it's not so fun. Yeah, so in other words, that emotional connection, whatever you do, has to be there. At least that's the way I think that's
what connects the people,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So tell us about the SHAPE Method.
Well, the SHAPE Method is a self-published book on Amazon.com and has a couple of accompanying etudes books that go with it. And it comes from teaching for many years, teaching improvisation and not being happy with that sort of technical way that improvisation was taught, with dealing with chord scale relationships and never dealing with melodic shape and rhythmic shape that's endemic to jazz. So what I did in summer of 2011, I started describing great jazz solos without using any of that chord scale relationship stuff and thinking about rhythm also, and it just kind of blossomed into this textbook that I've been teaching to my classes at the Lamont School of Music for the last 3 years, and now it's published so everyone can get it.
And it's online, which is very right along the lines of your students who are online all the time. And you say you can do this self-directed?
Yeah, it's a self-directed study. There's 23 chapters that start out with very basic stuff, and all the information in it is derived from the transcriptions and analysis of great solos by Charlie Parker, Sonny Stitt, Dizzy Gillespie, John Coltrane, and Clifford Brown, even.
So basically the premise is you started this project to kind of answer the question, what makes a great jazz improvisation?
Yeah, yeah. That's the question that, you know, all educators, I think, should be trying to get to so that they can understand that information and help pass it on to their students. We want to keep perpetuating this art form, and it's in every aspect of its greatness.
Well, you note five things: tone, time, rhythm, shape, and pitches.
Yeah.
Which one of those is what? Which one of those should you kind of grasp first?
Well, that's the hierarchy.
Okay.
That's the hierarchy. So you got to have great tone, and that means all the stuff that goes along with tone. You have to have great sense of time. You have to use great rhythms, and then you have to have great shapes in your line. And then the last thing you have to do is the thing that we concentrate on, well, up until this method, that we've been concentrating on almost exclusively, and that is the relationship of the notes you play to the harmony that's going on. And that is number five on the list. You listen to a person play that you love, and you're not thinking about what notes they're playing on. You're thinking about all these other, what a great sound, what a great rhythms, what a great feel. And all that comes, I mean, almost all that comes from everything except the pitches. So that's what I'm trying to get to with the SHAPE Method.
I see.
LynnBakerJazz.com is the professor's website where you can learn a number of other things.
Yeah, not only can you have links there to a bunch of stuff, but I also have a Facebook page, and that's Facebook, and then The SHAPE Method, and then there's also a YouTube channel, The SHAPE Method. You can go to that, subscribe to that, and every week on that I release a new video that is about a chapter of this book. And we have a special live event coming up this Saturday at 2 o'clock our time, at which I will play the four videos that have been released so far and pause in between to do live question and answer.
Wow.
So just go to YouTube, The Shape Method, at 2 o'clock Mountain Time this Saturday, and engage with me on the interwebs.
Those pipes and everything.
That's right. It's not a truck. It's a series of tubes.
Well, we can't let you get out of here, Lynn, without telling us what's up musically with you these days. You've always got so many interesting projects going on.
Yeah, I've been doing some really interesting stuff. I'm working with a composer in North Dakota, electronic music composer, and a really hip drummer named Ravish Moman. Right now we're putting a trio together to do some interesting stuff. Just came from a great jam session, Brad Good's jam session at Mi Vida Studios last night. There's a new drummer in town. Cody Moffat is in town. Cody's got a great lineage, and he's playing. And school starts pretty soon. Steve Wiest is joining our faculty at the Lamont School of Music.
Yes,
a bunch of things are changing, and a bunch of really great energy at Lamont and the whole Colorado music scene.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to having one of the groups in here during the High School Collegiate Series. Lamont School of Music always participates in that every year.
As always, on October 8th, we're going to be doing a concert featuring Lionel Young.
Oh, cool.
So maybe that'll be something happening along those lines.
All right. Malcolm and Baker, thank you so much, man. Thanks for getting up and getting in here, even though the school's not in session.
That's right. You're welcome, Carlos. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.